Senate border deal provides Biden's Afghans with route to U.S. citizenship. By John Binder on February 5, 2024. A bill from Senators James Lankford, ROK, Chris Murphy, DCT, and Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, will give green cards to Afghan nationals brought hastily to the United States by President Joe Biden, giving them a route to naturalized American citizenship. Among the provisions of the bill, tens of thousands of Afghans living in the U.S. would secure green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. Those Afghans were resettled across the U.S. by Biden in 2021 as part of the largest and quickest refugee resettlement operation in American history. Related video, Dem Rep. Phillips, U.S. lost a lot of respect under Biden. Afghanistan an unmitigated debacle. The massive resettlement operation brought nearly 100,000 Afghans to American communities in a matter of months, often without having been interviewed in person. The resettlement operation has been plagued with reported vetting failures since its inception when Afghans started arriving at Dulles International Airport in 2021. In April 2023, a former Department of Defense (DOD) official revealed to Congress that some Afghans were resettled in the U.S. before they were found to have been involved in placing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Afghanistan to kill American troops. In 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley, ARYA, requested information about the number of Afghans who sought entry to the U.S. who were listed on the federal government's no-fly list because of their ties to Islamic terrorism. Biden's top agency officials have refused to disclose the total. In September 2022, the DHS Inspector General IG, issued a bombshell report detailing how the Biden administration brought Afghans to the U.S. who were not fully vetted and could pose a risk to national security. Watch, Alex Marlowe on Breaking Biden, Biden left weapons for terrorists in Afghanistan. Similarly, in February 2022, a DOD IG report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans who arrived in the U.S. and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the DOD IG report states, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claimed that the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. In May 2022, a Project Veritas report alleged the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.